This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you, as always, can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Main feature of the site allows you to control the content. You can submit different things to it. Others vote on those things. You can vote to the most voted up. Make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So feel free to head on over there and get interactive as we take your phone calls about what you want. And then Julia is going to tell us about a new fad that is sweeping the nation amongst the tweens, I suppose. We'll explain. It's about Smarties and smoking. Yeah, Smarties, the candy. The little round candies. That's the word.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like those two goes together.
We'll give you the details here. But James is in Florida first. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, James.
Hey, Ian and Mark. It's James Cox here, state coordinator for Feature down here in Florida. How are you guys doing?
Hi, good, James. Sir. Julia's here with us, too. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk to you about, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, the end of trial by jury. I don't know if you guys are aware that McCain and his co-sponsors have introduced a bill. It's gone to committee right now, but Senator John McCain has introduced a bill that would allow the president to imprison and give him an unlimited number of American citizens as well as foreigners indefinitely without trial. This bill is known as the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010.
I've heard the term Enemy Belligerent. I've heard that term.
Yeah, that was a term that they introduced, I think, last year. And I forget what the circumstances were. Basically, they call you an enemy belligerent, and it gives them the ability to do anything they want to you. And so it sounds like this is taking that another step further.
Yeah, S3081. But, you know, as probably most people know, that, you know, I don't think that the Patriot Act just evolved after 9/11. I think that Clinton tried to get this through under the disguise of something else, and they just dusted it off.
As I understand it, there's like proof of that, James, that it was tried to be passed before 9/11, and that, so I mean, you know, that's not just a claim, that's a fact.
Oh yeah, that thing was ready to rock and roll. They had that thing.
Well, it came out like the day after, or the 2 days after, or something.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody needs to be aware about this, because you know, this thing that we call government, you know, passes this. I think everybody needs to be aware of this S3081 and have their eye on the ball, just in case this thing, you know, raises its ugly head. The other thing I want to talk about is the sham trial of John Kerry.
Before you go on with that, I would like to point out that, you know, that's, there's really no, you know, the president already has the ability to just sign an executive order assassinating U.S. citizens. I mean, they just tried to assassinate some guy, Anwar.
Internationally, from what I understand.
Outside of the United States?
Yeah.
At Anwar al-Awlaki or something like that. But, you know, if they can kill you, what difference does it make if they throw you in prison, right?
Well, you know, I mean,
the boat's sinking.
I'm just trying to let people, you know that, you know, if you speak out against your government, if this comes around, that basically, you know, you could be thrown in a cage indefinitely without a trial by jury. And that,
so, James, clearly you're going to shut up and be a good little citizen.
Not.
No, he's not.
No, I am not. I'm not a citizen either.
Ah, okay. Why?
Because I'm not a slave.
Ah, very good, sir. I like that.
I'm not a slave at all, you know.
So, and I actually pulled up this this official summary here, and I know you want to talk about John Kurtz, and so do I, because there's an update in his case. But let me just share this official summary from opencongress.org of this bill that you mentioned, S3081. The Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act requires an individual who's suspected of engaging in hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners through an act of terrorism, and who may be an unprivileged enemy belligerent, to be placed in military custody for purposes of initial interrogation and determination of status, allows the detention and interrogation of such individuals for a what they call a reasonable time. I guess they consider what's happening in Guantanamo to be reasonable, right? Everything they do is considered reasonable. So if they're going to hold you for 10 years, then that's, you know,
reasonable.
After capture or coming into custody, they define an unprivileged enemy belligerent, as opposed to a privileged one, as an individual who, one, has engaged in hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners, two, has purposely and materially supported hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners, or three, was part of Al-Qaeda at the time of capture.
What is a hostility?
Yeah, what does it mean to purposely support a hostility against the United States?
Because I'm not real fond of the folks in Washington, D.C. at this point. Am I therefore hostile towards them? I certainly speak out against the things they do. Am I an enemy belligerent?
Good question.
I think some people would say so.
Some people would certainly say so.
James, thanks for bringing that to our attention. Now, John Kurtz was supposed to go to trial yesterday for various different felony charges of recording the police, which is something that you can relate to because you were also arrested for recording the police down in Florida. John Kurtz was supposed to go to trial yesterday, but it didn't end up happening, did it?
No. What actually happened was there was a good amount of people that came out. We had signs, and we were outside, and then we went into the courthouse, and John was told, you're not in this courtroom, you're in this courtroom, so we go down to the next courtroom. Anyways, attorney showed up late, and my understanding of what I heard in the courtroom was that when his defense attorney asked for the police officers to do a deposition, the police officers nor the state actually showed up to do that deposition. And to me, this is just torture in a way, because they're prolonging this. They're hurting him financially. Mm-hmm. They're playing the game. His attorney should have said, we need to throw this out. This is wasting taxpayers' money. It's wasting, my client's money. He's having to take time off work to come and do this. And
not to mention the dozens of supporters who showed up as well. Most of those people likely had jobs and they have things that they could be doing.
Instead, right, the state hates supporters coming.
Right, they took time off. I have a feeling that was a big factor here. They saw that this guy had support and they want to basically dick them around make it so that they have to keep wasting time and wasting more time and keep coming back to court and basically burn them out on the idea of coming back to court. So they're probably hoping it will reduce his support over time.
Right, exactly. I mean, we traveled 100 miles because I love John like a brother. Mm. He's known as a pacifist. He wouldn't harm anybody, if anybody was aggressing against him, he would aggress back. But in this case, he didn't, because obviously it's futile. Resistance is futile against the police.
One of the charges that he did assault a police officer? Isn't that one of the charges?
Yeah, John didn't assault those police officers.
And yes,
the camera
nonsense
that he had that would prove his innocence.
The one that they stole.
Yeah, they denied that it existed, but yeah. Now they're saying that there was a camera, but, they don't know where it is.
Yeah.
So this trial
is one of those situations where, John struck the police officer's knee with the middle of his back prone on the ground.
Now, James, did I hear correctly that his trial has been delayed all the way out to June 20th?
Somewhere around about there, yeah.
So right the first day of Porkfest, they're now rescheduling his trial.
Yeah.
How convenient.
This is absolutely disgusting what the state is doing to this guy. He hasn't harmed anybody. They have managed to get some video footage off a street camera. But the camera itself that John had in his possession recording these guys would show excessive force, what mm-hmm. they were using on the female. Apparently she was being tasered and pepper sprayed and beaten.
Right, that's why he stopped to video in the first place, because they were hurting somebody. And the camera mysteriously disappeared after his arrest, didn't it?
Absolutely. And this guy that arrested him, this is not the first time he's done this to somebody. He actually did this to a Channel 9 news reporter.
Now, question for you, James. Since you were there at the Orange County Courthouse Complex, there's news that came out today from Julian Heiklin over at TyrannyFighters.com that apparently the man in the robe over there has now, the same man who has banned any outreach to juries, has now created free speech zones on the courthouse complex. Did you and your friends stay in the free speech zones like good little people?
No, first of all, I want to say it's a dress he wears, not a robe.
Good point. Hey, tell you what, James, can you stick with us and tell us a little more?
Sure.
All right, more with James Cox here, one of the fully informed jury activists from down in Florida. We'll continue with his thoughts here and yours as well at 800-259-9231.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about-face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high-carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. You can go and see dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Silver and Gold.
Yeah, right. So we've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to bring you gold and silver at rates that we believe to be some of the best on the internet. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. I've picked some coins there that are easy to compare to other coins that other purveyors have. I think you'll find that these are some of the best rates. But don't believe me. Check yourself. Or if you're just lazy, go to gold.freetalklive.com and buy. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. James Cox is with us, one of the fully informed jury activists down in Florida, who he himself has been arrested by the police for filming the cops. James, before we get back into what shenanigans are going on in Orange County, what happened with your case? I don't recall. It mixes all together with me. You were on the street in Ybor City, right, and recorded the cops. They arrested you for it. What ended up happening there?
Well, I'm going back to court on June 2nd. I've got an attorney, and we're going to fight this, and hopefully I'm going to get the charges dropped, or we're going to go to jury trial.
And what charges did they hit you with on that incident?
Well, they trespass warrant me, but that they didn't arrest me for that. They arrested me for, what was the arrest again?
It all blends together for me, too, man. I've got, like, five misdemeanors they charged me with.
Obstructing?
Yeah, obstructing a police officer and resisting arrest peacefully.
Right, so the suggestion...
So you didn't get a disorderly conduct?
Well, it's all obstruction.
No, disorderly conduct, no.
Right, because sometimes you can get both disorderly and obstruction. Those are two of their favorite catch-all charges. Whenever they don't like you, they will just charge you with those things. So yours is still in the process. You're going to court in June.
My arrest was because basically this imaginary authority that police officers think that they have, you know, because I wouldn't comply with him and give him my driver's license, give him some ID, and that's what it's all about. Basically, the security guard who told me, get off my land, and I'm like, your land, you know, I mean, you don't even look like you own the clothes that you're standing in, let alone own this property that I'm... It's quasi-property because there were people walking past me. So this is like a part of Ybor City where you can cross through these buildings, through this, like, you know, crosswalk. And I was just stood on the top of the steps because I didn't want to be close to the police while they were doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And this security guard comes over. I don't know if you've seen the video. It's on YouTube. But he comes over and asks me to stop filming. The cop backs me up and says, no, he's quite within his rights to film. And then he comes up and says, you know, get the light out of my eyes. And I said, turn away. And then, obviously, then he comes back because, I'm not doing what he tells me to do. And tells me, get off my property. And I'm like, I don't know you. You're a stranger. Why should I believe you? You know what I mean? So anyway, I guess while they put this guy in cuffs, this young guy, for allegedly going to jump out of a moving vehicle, they take the cuffs off him. And I'm just helping the police by telling the guy, because they're telling him to go home. I'm saying, go home, son. And I guess the cop got a little bit feed off about that, and also the fact that the security guard had gone and told him, I told him to get off the property, and he hasn't. So, you know, he comes over and asks me for my ID, and I, you know, tell him that, no, I'm not giving you my ID.
I'm not driving to the sidewalk. What in the world would I need to show you a driver's license
exactly.
for?
Exactly.
All right, so you're going to court. That's still in the process. You're planning on going to a jury trial if they don't drop the charges. Now, John Kurtz was supposed to have a jury trial yesterday. They ended up, the cops didn't show up. So instead of, by the way, if you don't show up to your jury trial, they will issue a warrant for your arrest. Call it failure to appear, and you're going into a cage. Cops don't show up, and it's, we'll just reschedule. No problem.
No big deal.
So much for the right to a speedy trial. But you and other activists showed up to support John on this courthouse property where a man wearing a dress, as you put it, has issued an order saying that you can't do any outreach to jurors. And we've talked about that extensively on this program and how outrageous it is. But now he's taken it another step because Julian Heiklin and other activists had shown up and continued to do outreach to jurors on the property, and they were not arrested for it. So they called his bluff. So now he issues another order about a week and a half before this trial, essentially banning free speech and setting up free speech zones. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, I saw the court and off area. I believe that that's basically just for the press and the people in the Casey Anthony trial that are protesting against the mother. You know, I guess everybody's judged her before she's gone to trial that she, you know, that she has, you know, murdered her daughter. I've not looked too much into that case, so I don't know, you know, anything about it. But I just don't think that you're going to get a impartial jury seated here in the state of Florida because of the press attention that this has had. I know they even called a woman that actually participated in the search and was on TV talking about this.
I'm not too familiar with it. The press hasn't made it up this way. Mark, Julia, have either of you heard about this?
No, I don't know. It's
this case. But what's interesting is this order here. I actually have the text of it. Julian Heiklin from TyrannyFighters.com sent it out here today. It is prohibited until July 15th, prohibited for any person or group to engage in any type of First Amendment activities within the main Orange County Courthouse complex grounds, which is a huge, like, two blocks, you know, city blocks worth of property,
yeah,
essentially, and unless First Amendment activities occur within a designated exempt zone, and then he proceeds to define where those exempt zones are. Where are they, James? You actually saw them.
Well, this is very close to the street. It's about, I don't know, maybe 100 yards from the doors of the courthouse. You know, it's way back. Jurors don't even come that way. They come from the parking garage, which is to the left of this huge, monstrous building. It looks like a New York skyscraper. I don't know if you've ever seen it. You can Google Orange County Courthouse and see this monstrous building. It's huge. I truly don't believe there's that much real crime going on in Orlando.
Oh, it's all money. Yeah, it's all revenue generation.
That's all it is, just a huge cash machine. That's what it is.
So, I mean, it's just incredible. I'm glad you guys didn't go into their cordoned off areas. And I understand that Julian Heiklin is going to, he's now released a press release about this, saying that he intends to go to this particular courthouse again and specifically violate this five-page order that this man wrote, this man wearing a dress, as you put it.
I think it's funny that they actually call it First Amendment activities. Like,
yeah,
normally they try to give it a nicer name so you don't associate it with the
But they try to beat around the bush.
Right. They try to pretend like it's not an infraction on free speech and all of that. So
yeah,
I think it's really funny that they don't even care.
Yeah, it's right, like, in your face.
Right. You just can't do this. We don't care.
No First Amendment for the next 3 weeks. Sorry.
Thanks, James, for the call and the info. Give us updates as things continue. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. James Cox from the jury movement, jury nullification, informing people.
Nothing's going to happen in Orlando now that you know, the First Amendment has been suspended around the courthouse for the next 3 weeks. No one's going to say, are you kidding me? That's outrageous. No one's going to do it. I mean,
Julian Heiklin and the activists.
A handful of activists, but not your average Orlandoans.
No doubt. 1-800-259-9231. They'd be too afraid of whatever might, whatever's being threatened here, of a possible arrest. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country. To help you get the most food possible, when you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We can do the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. But once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
As we will continue, we'll take your phone calls about anything. Also, mentioned Julian Heiklin a moment ago, and I didn't really explain who he was. We've been talking about the Orange County situation in Florida where the man calling himself a judge has banned any kind of free speech activities. Actually, in this five-page long order, he actually specifically references the First Amendment, saying that it is prohibited for any person or group to engage in any type of First Amendment activities within their complex grounds. And then they designate these exempt zones where they'll put yellow tape on the ground, and you're allowed to be in those areas and do your First Amendment things. You know, the whole First Amendment, freedom of speech, you know, the government shall respect the freedom of speech.
Citizen, you may complain here.
The right to assemble, etc. Julian Heiklin is the man when it comes to court action of a civil disobedience variety. Originally, Julian Heiklin's intention was to go around to courthouses and to do outreach to potential jurors and other people that might just be passersby and let them know about their right to engage in jury nullification, this thousand-year-old right or whatever of juries to actually nullify bad laws by setting people free, by going saying not guilty in a case in which they disagree with the law. So, Julia, if you were being tried for possession of some sort of narcotic substance and I were on the jury, I would be able to say not guilty because they didn't prove their case, but because I think the law is stupid. That's what jury nullification is all about, for a jury to have that level of kind of veto power almost over bad laws. And that was why Julian Heiklin was doing this. But in the process of doing this at courthouses, he started getting arrested. And that didn't stop him. In fact, when the government aggressed against him, it just encouraged him to do this more. He realized that this was a really important form of activism that he was engaging in. Obviously, they're trying to stop it. If they're trying to stop it with violence, it must must be an effective form of activism.
At least they're worried about it.
Nothing else. So he continues to do this. Then he goes to Orange County, where this man in this this dress has prohibited any kind of outreach to jurors. He goes, he violates that. They don't arrest him. He comes back, he violates it again, because their original claim was that they didn't arrest him. Well, because there was no jury that day. So he comes back on Monday when he knows there's going to be a jury there and hands the information directly to somebody with a juror tag on. They did not arrest him in that case either. He has then since come back weeks later and violated it again. This time, the man in the robe passes by while they're doing the outreach.
He tries to give him a pamphlet.
Right, he attempts to give that guy a pamphlet, and the guy just laughs like it's a big joke. A few weeks later, he passes this next order that says that nobody can engage in any manner of First Amendment activities on the courthouse grounds. And so Julian Heiklin has announced via his email list, which you can get on over at tyrannyfighters.com, that he intends
I'll be back.
Yep. Because this guy's going around the country. I mean, he's 79 years old, by the way. I didn't mention that. This guy could be your grandfather. He's going around the country. This is what he's doing with his retirement. He is doing civil disobedience and jury nullification outreach. And I just wish this. I wish we had another 20 people with a level of courage like Julian Heiklin, because he's incredibly inspirational.
Well, I was going to say that he is old enough to have seen a lot of major changes. You know, and I would say it's sad, but with the younger generation, we've kind of all grown up with a lot of government and laws. And
yeah, they don't have the perspective.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So somebody that age has seen all of these changes. They're it makes sense that they're more passionate about something like that.
In a couple of weeks, he's going to be back in Florida. He sent a letter to the man in the robe. He sends a letter to him, basically calling him out on this administrative order that he set at, and he said he's coming back. At the very end, he says he'll be back. I'll be returning to your courthouse in June of 2011 to defy your order. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution made all of the United States a free speech zone. So he's,
yeah, and you don't get to just call it off.
Yeah. So he's going back, and presuming he's not arrested, Julian Heiklin will be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival again this year. He was there last year, before the Pork Fest last year, he actually went up to the Concord Federal Courthouse, where he's been doing a lot of outreach at federal courthouses, and was doing his trademark jury outreach there. And he had like 30 or 40 activists come out to support him. The cops didn't even say word one to him, because he had all that backup. The activists were out there with him in that case. Usually when he gets arrested, he's usually the only guy there, or there's like maybe one or two other people that
is
there backing
up. Commonly what happens, yeah.
So he knows that there's a tremendous level of support for this kind of activism up here in New Hampshire, and he's coming back to Porkfest.
Sure, but why do it here if you have that tremendous level of activism? The cops don't respond to it, so that he wants to go where the action is.
Right. So, but he's coming to Porkfest because he likes being around these folks here, and you can be at Porkfest as well. June 20th through the 26th, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event, and it is the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. Whether you want to bring the family up, or you're a couple, or you're a single person, there's all kinds of stuff to do. Everything from family activities to adult parties. I know that Buzz's bigger gay dance party is happening this year. There's going to be karaoke contests. There's going to be soapbox idol, where people get to get up and get on a microphone for 3 minutes and just rant, and a winner is picked at the end. Zombies versus humans, some kind of game that will be going on throughout the daytime. Various different outdoor style activities, tours around New Hampshire. But more importantly than all of that fun stuff is meeting the liberty-minded people that are here in New Hampshire, those that have already made the move, as we have here in the studio tonight. Hundreds have already made the move to New Hampshire. A lot of them are going to be there. A lot of people who are considering moving to New Hampshire, but they're not sure. They want to kind of check it out, make sure that, you know, the water's nice, make sure everything's okay, that these people are real and they're not crazy. You can come up and meet some of these folks. Hundreds of them will be there, and it'll be at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. So in addition, the scenery and the surroundings are just outstanding as well. And so we'll look forward to seeing you there. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. PORCFEST.com. And John Kurtz is supposed to be there as well. We were talking about he's on trial for down in Florida, or supposed to be on trial for recording the police. If he's not in a jail cell,
I hope he can make it.
Right after the trial, or if they don't stretch the trial out for the entire week, John Kurtz and the Orlando crew are expected to come up to Porkfest. They were there last year. They had an absolute blast. And I think it was the Porcupine Freedom Festival that actually kind of spurred them into taking all the action that they've taken over the last year. Because all of a sudden, after Porkfest last year, Orlando just exploded as this, like, civil disobedience activism stronghold. So it's a great place to go. We'll look forward to seeing you there. You can use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word, to save 20% over at porkfest.com. Now then, changing gears a little bit here into more of a cultural aspect of discussion. Julia, you mentioned to me online like a couple of weeks ago that I should look into smoking Smarties.
What is
going on with today's tweens?
Well, I have an article here, but I don't even know if it's necessary to read it, because basically all you need to know, I happen to see this link somewhere, and I thought it was a joke at first. But if you go to YouTube, you can see this happening, and what it is kids are smoking Smarties just for fun.
Or so it's called.
Right. They're not actually smoking them. They're just, I guess they just inhale the dust somehow, and then they blow it out so it looks like they're smoking.
Mm-hmm. They're mimicking smoking.
Yes.
Right, because smoking's cool.
They used to have two types of candy cigarettes when I was a kid. There
correct.
Was the one type, which was this kind of chalky stuff, and it had a hole all the way through, like a pinhole all the way through, and you could blow on it one time,
mm-hmm.
and it would blow out this sugar dust,
yep.
I guess. And that was, it was meant to imitate cigarettes, and I don't think they ever outlawed them. I think they just fell away in popularity.
They did outlaw some candy cigarettes in some places.
I believe they have, yeah.
In some places. I think, actually, you can get them here in Keene in a little candy shop downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few things that I thought was funny about this. First of all, they've banned Smarties in middle schools. And, I mean, first of all, banning it is definitely going to make it more popular. So now you've drawn attention to it, and this is now a national, because of YouTube and how big this has blown up, this is a national crisis in middle schools.
We'll talk more about it coming up here in moments at 800-259-9231. And maybe you've got kids, or maybe you are of this age and you've seen this this behavior. You're welcome to comment at 800-259-9231. You can also, what are some of the dumb things you did as a kid as well? More coming up here. I can think of something. 1-800-259-9231.
I got one too.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. As, of course, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Talking about smoking Smarties, we'll get back into that discussion here in a moment, but want to make sure we invite you to freetalklive.com. If you enjoy all the features that we give to you there, and like those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites, ours is free, so enjoy the features. If you like that, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find some links to Amazon there, different Amazons for different countries. You click into the appropriate Amazon for you, and then anything that you buy at that point, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is you're looking for, Amazon probably sells it, and you're probably going to get the best deal there because they don't have all the costs of most retailers. So go and get your stuff over at shop.freetalklive.com, and it'll benefit Free Talk Live at the same time. So, Julia, how did you come across the smoking Smarties thing? I mean, kids, I think it seems to be mostly tweens when I searched for it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's like 12-year-olds.
Right, 12-year-olds seem to be who were making
the videos.
Who
are very bored.
Yeah.
Which is why they should get jobs instead, but that's another issue.
But they can't because of the federal government and state governments.
So, when I first saw this, I just thought it was stupid. I actually originally thought that they were really smoking the Smarties, like rolling, because they describe it like some articles will say they roll it up.
Meaning
like
they're actually
paper.
Crushing. Right. What that means is they're just crushing the Smarties.
So originally I'm picturing these kids rolling up like a Smartie joint and lighting it.
Mm-hmm. In which case, you have to see that, right? You
know? Right. So I come to find out they're not even smoking it, which is why I think it's funny that like parents and teachers and doctors are freaking out about this. I mean, it's smoking Smarties. All they're doing is pushing the candy into their lungs and blowing it out and pretending like it looks like they're smoking.
Well, what they're doing, maybe some of them are bringing it into their lungs, but that's where the problems can really come in, is if they actually inhale. Like, can you imagine inhaling sugar dust into your lungs?
Okay.
That can't be good for you.
It can't be good for you, but I can say, honestly, if you inhale something into your lungs like sugar dust, the first thing you're going to do is cough probably a lot.
Yeah.
Would you repeat that experience?
I would hope not. But they're giving instructions. When I looked for smoking Smarties online, the first videos that come up are 12-year-old boys instructing you as to how to do this.
Smarties.
And they do make the point, because maybe they have made the mistake of inhaling it into their lungs.
I feel
lungs.
Like that's a mistake you'd make once.
Yeah, they do make the point of, look, kids, you know, you don't want to inhale this all the way. Just inhale it into your mouth. So the idea is they crush up the Smarties, they inhale some dust into their mouths, and then they expel it out into the air as though it was smoke from a cigarette.
So really not much different than the old candy cigarettes where
not
you used to blow the little puff of sugar
except you
smoke
never
out of
you never had to inhale with a candy cigarette with
you
a candy
just
cigarette
blew it.
Right, you could just put it in your mouth and blow through it, and then it, you know, the little puffs comes
and
out.
So parents and teachers and doctors
right.
are getting upset.
They're very upset about this. That's funny because I think they know that. Really, this probably isn't a big deal, but they don't like it. They know they don't like it. You
it
know,
has the appearance of
it
smoking.
It has the appearance of
yeah.
smoking, and that's bad.
It's bad.
So some of the things that they're saying that can happen to the kids, like they've sent home letters on a lot of the schools telling their parents, warning them about this fad.
Scare stories, yeah.
Right. And it says
they used to do this with stickers when I was a kid.
You used warning. To have scare stories for stickers?
Yes. Warning. These were like, I don't know. Basically, they were saying that stickers could be LSD. That some
That
people
wow.
are giving LSD to your kids.
I got to say, like, why would you ever give LSD to a kid? Like,
to hook them, I guess, is what the
right.
people
believe. Right, but LSD
believe.
Isn't addictive,
right.
though.
If you give LSD to somebody and you don't tell them that you're going
to
do it,
they're going
to
freak out.
It's the last time they're going to do it to LSD,
well,
I can assure
minute.
You.
And I mean, I'm not a chemist or anything like that, but LSD is typically delivered in a few different ways. One of the more popular ones is what they call blotter acid,
right.
blotter paper. Yeah, how much LSD would you have to put on
well,
a sticker
you know
in order
else?
For it to absorb through your skin?
And, you know, I would think also that a sticker, the way the paper is, it wouldn't really absorb. Like, acid is, or LSD is, it's in paper that absorbs the LSD.
These
like,
were
intended
to be licking stickers.
Right.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So that's the idea. Remember, I'm a little older than you are, and stickers were more common, you know, that you would lick them at that time.
So they
time.
Didn't have self-adhesive.
They did. Well, they did, of course.
It was more expensive.
Well, you know, it would have been cheaper to make stickers like stamps
gotcha.
Than stickers like peel-off stickers.
I see.
Well, anyway.
Well, that was an old scare story, too. I remember that one from when I was in, like,
right.
middle school, where the scare story came out that there's Bart Simpson LSD out there, and it's they put Bart Simpson on it to bring the kids in.
Right. LSD costs money. I'm not going to be giving it out to kids.
Right.
Right.
They
do
don't. They have, you know, their allowance is going to purchase some LSD hits. I don't think so.
Right.
That's
if a child wants to get LSD, it won't matter if Bart Simpson is on there.
So what are some of these scare stories?
Okay. So the doctors have started placing warnings, according to these articles, that they can lead smoking Smarties can lead to infections, chronic coughing, choking, and the best one is maggots in the nose.
Maggots in the nose.
Maggots feeding off sugary dust in your nose. I wonder how many cases they've had of that.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Like, it, to
Who
me,
thought that one up?
I feel like they're just trying to really, I mean, like, what can we say about these smoking Smarties that will scare kids? Because, really, I wonder how many cases doctors see of maggots in the nose.
Son, you haven't been smoking Smarties, have you?
Well,
I'm stunned. You know, so there. Quick story from Little Mark Edge's world. When I was a kid, a friend of mine and I, we'd go down and we'd buy the bubblegum cigarettes, right? And then we'd go to his house. His mom worked, and we'd take the bubblegum cigarettes and we'd put them on the stove.
That actually had a paper wrapping.
You could chew it.
Those were the ones that looked the most like cigarettes. You were talking about the two different types
yeah.
of cigarettes earlier. Those are the ones I believe have been banned, because the ones you mentioned, Julia, the ones that are at that candy store, are the older style, where it's not the bubble gum, it's just a hard white stick.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the filter look to it. It doesn't have an actual cigarette look to it.
These didn't have a filter look to it. They just had...
just white paper?
Just white paper. And we would actually break them in half so that we would have twice as many candy cigarettes, or gum cigarettes, and then we
yeah.
would burn them on the stove and kind of... You know, pretend like we were smoking or something with them. And my mom, you know, I told her about it, just kind of confessing to her. And she's like, I guess if you want to chew charred bubble gum, you can. And when she did that, I never did it again. Because what she did was...
She gave it you had permission.
Distilled the activity down to its ludicrous behavior
mm-hmm.
and said, you know, yeah, if you want to do that, that's fine.
You know what? What I think is funny about this is parents everywhere and teachers, the people who are upset about this, what they don't like about it is that it's mimicking the smoking.
Right.
Well, it reminds me of when I was a kid on Thanksgiving, while all the adults got to drink wine and beer, I got to drink sparkling cider out of a wine glass so I could pretend like I was drinking wine
mm-hmm.
like the adults.
Mm.
And we did that every year, and it was really exciting.
It was a big deal.
Is that any different? I think that is a common tradition for a lot of American children at holiday time.
The same thing was true with Shirley Temples. When we'd go to a special restaurant, sometimes I could have a Shirley Temple, which was Sprite with some maraschino cherry juice poured into it.
Grenadine or something?
Maybe it was a Roy Rogers. Who knows? I don't care. That stuff. And I would get one of those on special occasions, and it was like having a mixed drink. Now, my parents didn't really drink mixed drinks very often, but, you know, other people did, and it was special.
Right. So I mean, if kids mimic behavior, and I don't really see any, I guess getting candy dust in your lungs probably maybe can really cause infections. I'm not a doctor, and I don't know.
It doesn't seem like a good idea.
But it doesn't seem like that's going to be repeated. Like we said earlier, when you do that, you're going to cough. It doesn't feel good. I'm sure that that's going to stop. So I can't really see a problem with this, except that it's pointless.
Well, the problem, I think, comes from that it is more, you know, the idea of having dust in your lungs is more dangerous than just blowing through a candy cigarette. This seems to be a consequence of prohibition, really.
Prohibition of candy cigarettes?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, kids can't get their hands on candy cigarettes anymore, so now they're essentially jury-rigging a candy cigarette by crushing up Smarties and blowing them out through their mouth. I mean, that's what they're doing.
It disturbs,
who would have come up with this if they could have just gone to the candy store and bought the damn candy cigarettes?
It disturbs the same adults that the candy cigarettes disturbed in the first place.
Right.
And these are the same control freaks that started the war on drugs. I mean, this is essentially the same thing. And look, folks, this is what happened. Here's my one experience was, and I'm a kid who tried everything when I got older. But when it came to candy cigarettes, I stopped when my mother said, sure, you can burn bubble gum if you want.
That's like snorting pixie sticks.
Yeah, there was talk about
that.
I have no kids that have done that because...
I did some dumb stuff like that when I was a kid.
Why would you do it twice, I guess, is the
right,
real
question.
Right,
yeah, I only did it once. I snorted some crushed up crackers, and that wasn't very cool.
Yeah, it's not. You do it once, and then you realize it's painful, and it doesn't do anything, and that's that.
I think I probably was about 13 at that time.
This is unpleasant.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about snorting Smarties or not, you're certainly welcome to, or bring up absolutely anything. 800-259-9231. Hey, speaking of teenagers, we'll tell you about one young lady who turned in $2,000 that she found, and we'll tell you what happened to the money. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.